I think the Career Academy's evaluation offers two critical lessons for research and for evaluations of social programs in general. The first is the importance of the design that we used. I think if we hadn't had a rigorous randomized controlled trial with a true control group, we would have really missed the key findings in the study. So case in point is this finding on educational attainment. We found that there was no overall positive or negative effect on post-secondary enrollment. Yet the students went to college at very high rates. And if we had used a statistical model to estimate these impacts, for example, using other populations of students, and we actually did this in our study, we would have been led to believe based on those findings that the Career Academies had a large and positive effect on post-secondary education. In fact, other researchers have found this. And that's because when we just try to control for the things that we can measure statistically, we end up with a false sense of what the comparison group would really have done. Here we had a real control group, and we found that there's unmeasured characteristics of students that probably led them to these programs, a little more sense of entrepreneurship, taking a risk on a relatively new or different kind of program. And those kinds of motivations probably propelled some of those students in the control group into college at higher rates than you would have expected based on their background characteristics. And unless we had had this design, I think we would have been misled into probably seeing or interpreting findings as indicating a positive effect on post-secondary education. The second important lesson for researchers is the importance of long-term follow-up. We found lots of changes in the effects over time. And in particular, when we started to see some effects for these high-risk students on their dropout rates and increases in graduation rates, we were again starting to believe that maybe there was going to be a long-term effect on educational attainment. It turned out that those effects went away, but labor market impacts actually improved quite dramatically over time. And unless we had been persistent with this study and following students for 4 and then 8 years after their graduation from high school, we would have missed probably the most important set of findings from the study.